Abraham offered up his son.
Boy,
Moses stood against the mighty Pharaoh's hand.
Boy,
the walls of Jericho came tumbling to the ground.
Boy,
my name is Don Luther. My wife Helen and I are honored and blessed to be hosts of Body, Heart, Mind, and Soul, a gospel program brought to you every Sunday morning by the Salvation Army Community Church in Collingwood, Ontario, Canada. This hour of worship can be heard at 6 a.m. on Country 105 from Shelburne, 7 a.m. on 560 CFOS, Owen Sound, and 98 The Beach, Port Elgin, and at 8 a.m. on Country 104.9 in Goderich. Our purpose is to proclaim the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ and to encourage you in the faith. May God thoroughly bless you as you listen and reflect. We thank you for listening. Please continue to tune in every Sunday and tell your friends and family about our program, Body, Heart, Mind, and Soul. You in the sweet and precious name of Jesus, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, and the Prince of Peace. We pray that you have within you the peace of Jesus, which surpasses all human understanding. And let us join in as the Salvation Army singers from Chicago sing, "How Great is Our God."
Yeah. Sing with me how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God. Great is our God.
When the palms billows, you are tempest tossed. If you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done.
Now I say, count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one.
Count your many blessings, see what God has done.
If you're heavy laden with a load of care, and the cross seems heavy, you are called to bear. Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by.
Now I say, count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what the Lord has done. Now I say, count your blessings, name them one by one.
Count your many blessings, see what God has done.
Now I say, count your blessings, one by one.
Count your blessings,
see what the Lord hath done.
Count your blessings,
one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done.
Need mending? No, I'm not talking about your fence or your clothes. Need mending is the subject for Major Gord Armstrong as he explains to us the importance of repentance. Please turn to John chapter 3. This is a so familiar portion of Scripture, and we pray that you will be blessed even more today as the Holy Spirit speaks to us. Helen reads John chapter 3, verses 11 to 21.
I tell you the truth, we speak of what we know and we testify to what we have seen, but still you people do not accept our testimony. I have spoken to you of earthly things and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things? No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men love darkness instead of light, because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that it may be seen plainly that what he has done has been through God. And may the good Lord give us new insights and blessings as we meditate upon his holy word.
Thank you, Helen. May we all live by the truth and come into the truth. As we examine the news throughout the world, I reflect on a few verses after the familiar John 3:16 about people loving darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil, and the evildoer will not come into the light because his or her deeds are evil. Let us pray for all who are affected by heinously evil actions and words, and also that our leaders will be given wisdom to properly lead, no matter how bad the sinner, we know that there is Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise.
Storm clouds gather, we call on him to light our darkest day. Why must it be that only when we're lonely and hope are dim, we call on him? Why don't we call on him before we lose our way? To count our blessings and thank him while we may. We call on him when no one else will answer. We ask of him a reason to go on. When our cup of joy becomes a cup of sorrow, filled to the brim, we call on him. Why don't we call on him before we lose our way? To count our blessings and thank him while we may.
May we seek the Lord with all our hearts. I'm going to share with you the verse and chorus of a vocal selection that we've played many times on this program, and it's called His Provision. At the moment of my weakness, when my need for power is plain, and my own strength is exhausted once again, then my Lord has made provision for the day of my despair, and His precious Holy Spirit hears my prayer. Then my Lord has made provision for the day of my despair, and His precious Holy Spirit hears my prayer. Holy Spirit, promised presence, fall on me. Holy Spirit, make me all I long to be. Holy Spirit, give your power to me, O Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Stay with us and enjoy your weekend. More body, heart, mind, and soul with Don and Helen Luther in moments.
The Salvation Army has been successfully operating thrift stores throughout our broadcast area for decades. The thrift stores promote many good feelings, starting with the donors whose generous gifts of good used items, particularly clothing, bestow that joyfulness associated with a cheerful giver. Many of the thrift store customers, including some of the working poor, receive great bargains that help alleviate financial stress. The Salvation Army thrift stores also provide some local employment, as well as worthwhile opportunities for volunteers. We all benefit from reduced demands on the environment through the continued use of goods, rather than constant manufacture of new products. All said, everyone wins through the thrift stores. The Salvation Army thanks all the donors, customers, employees, and volunteers. May God richly bless you, and thank you for listening to our weekly program.